Thank him for his love, his mercy, his grace, his power. Thank him for his presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You heard that song today. It's "Lead Me, Lord, I'll Follow."
Yeah.
I'll go anywhere you want me to go. Be what you've had me to be. Lead me, Lord. Let your light, your love shine through me.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to say this before we even get started. Jesus is a personal Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
It's good to have him in the church. It's good to know him.
Yes.
But to know him personally.
Know him personally.
For yourself and not another.
That means it all.
That means it all.
Yes.
What good would it do me if I knew the president? Which it wouldn't do me one ounce of good, don't I? So, I mean, if I knew a king or a queen, it was so magnificent and rich and wise and everything. What good would it do if I didn't know Jesus?
Right.
I mean, you could know every name, call every name from here to yon.
Amen.
But if you don't know Jesus,
that's right.
He is a personal Savior.
Yes.
I want to take my time today. I'm so glad everyone can have him.
Yes.
And everyone can really know him.
Yes.
Jesus said in John 14 and 21, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father." Listen, "and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." If you will acknowledge me, Jesus is saying, and you really want me, I'll reveal myself to you in a way that you'll really, really, really know who I am.
Yes.
And what I am. Thank God. Title this message today is "Making God Personal in Your Life."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm glad for everybody that knows the Lord. I'm glad for my brothers. I'm glad for my sisters. I'm glad for the way that I was raised. I was raised in a Christian home.
Yes.
I had a Christian mother, a Christian dad. They raised me in church. I tell you what, until you come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and know him as your Lord, your Master, and your Savior, it don't matter. Anybody can get up, they can sing, they can worship, they can feel the Spirit and the power of God. That's good. I love to see that God's touch upon the people. I love the anointing and the singing. I love the preaching when the message comes forth. But I tell you what, I'd like to drink water out of my own well, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I want to know him for myself and not another, to be able to taste him for myself and say he is good. Thank you, Lord. It's good that my brothers and my sisters get blessed and I see the presence of God upon them and see the Spirit of God touching them. But, oh, Lord, how much different it is to know him for myself and to feel his touch and his wonderful Spirit blessing my soul.
Amen.
Oh, God, to really know God is having a personal relationship with Jesus. To really, really know his voice, to know his will, and know his leading when he leads you. Oh, to be led by him and taught by him. How many wants the Lord to lead you?
Yes.
How many wants to hear his voice speak to you?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, draw me. Nobody can draw you like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody can touch you like he can.
Yes.
To be led by him, to have his presence with you and his Spirit living on the inside of your heart. Oh, to know him is to love him, and to love him is to serve him. To really know the Lord is to walk with him and to pay attention and listen to him when he speaks and when he deals with you. Can you say today, "Show me, Lord, I want to know you like I've never known you before. Would you take my hand, dear Lord, and would you lead me? Speak to me in tones of love, Lord, that I'll know you." Hallelujah. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not listen to, they will not hear. Ain't you glad that the Lord can speak to you in a way that you really know that it is Him? Oh, I thank God one time He spoke to my heart, saying, come unto me, and I'll give you the peace and the joy that you're looking for. I tell you, if you'll come unto the Lord, He said, I will in no wise cast you out. Come and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, I'm meek and lowly in my heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. We're living in a restless society. Oh Lord, but how many knows there's rest and there is peace in Jesus this day?
Amen.
Oh God, I want to know you, Lord, like I've never known you before.
Oh God,
I want to know your voice. I want to know your touch. I want to know the genuineness of it and the reality of it, Lord.
Yes.
You know, when I was a child, this ain't in my nose, but when I was a child, Mom and Dad had a back porch there. Didn't have no roof over it. It was a concrete porch. Went out so far, probably from here to that chair there. I don't know. It was long, like this. They had lawn chairs out there. They had one you could get in it. You just take it and roll all the way back like that. But it seemed like, you know, that even as a child, in the summertime, it just seems, just there was something about the sky. There was me, a sinner. I'd never been saved. Never repented of my sins. Didn't know Jesus. But I'd get out there, Mom and Dad go in the house, it'd start getting dark. I'd put that thing all the way back and just lay. And I'd watch those stars. It'd get darker and darker and darker. The stars would shine that much brighter and brighter and brighter, and I could see the twinkle of the stars. God had His hand on me when I was a child.
Yeah.
He revealed His love to me.
Amen.
Through His handiwork.
That's right.
Something about the heavens just drew my mind. And I watched and looked up. I didn't pray. I didn't talk to the Lord, but just something in the handiwork. Something in the stars. I was just intrigued with the stars. Oh Lord, when I got 20 years of age and my life went out of control and spiraling down and down and down. 20 years old, coming home, I know I testified to that the other night. I looked through the windshield of the car. Kevin, you've been through there many times. When you get to that first road sign on the right, I'm talking about 48 and a half years ago. Look over across 12th hole. The moon was just getting ready. It seemed like the start of the ordeal. I looked into the sky. It looked like thousands of dots. Just the twinkles of the stars. Lord, I want to know you like I've never ever known you before.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't want just a glimpse and to see your creation. But oh Lord, I'd like to see the Creator and to know Him.
Yes.
I looked at the starry sky and the voice of the Lord. I believe I've told this many, many times. I said, if my eyes could have been open, I believe I could have saw Jesus. He stood and touched Him in the front seat of that car.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll never forget it.
Thank you.
Holy. The voice said to me, it said, son, do you see the stars? Talking to myself, and yet it was the Lord. I was answering Him. I said, yeah. He said, I made them. And I hung them in the sky. You see over on yonder's hills, the moon start to come up. Something about His handiwork.
Yes.
Something about His creation. Just something about the Creator, what He's made.
Amen.
I said, yeah. He said, I made the moon. I looked at my hands on the steering wheel. Lost as lost could be. A sinner. Miserable. Full of sin and drugs on the whole 9 yards. Lost. Empty. Living my life in sin. And the Lord, I looked at my hands on the steering wheel, and the Lord said, son, I made you in my own image and my own likeness. And if you'll give your heart to me, give your life to me, I will give you the peace and the joy that you are looking for. I'm telling you, the Lord can speak to you in many, many more ways than one. He can speak to you in a little baby smile. You can walk down to the creek. You can hear the little rippling water flow, and the Lord can speak to you in the rippling of the water. He can speak to you in the wind. He can speak to you. Hey, Lord, hallelujah, in a golden sunset. My Lord, he can speak to you early in the morning about a little bird song perched outside of your window. I want you to know that the voice of the Lord is real. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, speak to me and show me, Lord, and reveal your love, your power to me, Lord, like I've never known. He can just speak to you through a brother and a sister and a message. He can speak to you in a testimony. He can speak to you. Hallelujah. And somebody smile. I'm glad that I raised my hand here today and say, I'm glad that mom and dad taught me that there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, that I know that Jesus is real. He manifested himself to me. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Come on, do you really, 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 really know him?
Oh,
have you ever felt his touch? Have you ever felt the overflow of joy in your soul? Hallelujah. I know what it's like to be raised in a formal church.
Yeah.
Baptist church, there was no music whatsoever. You come in, the men sat on one side, the women on the other, and they would sing a cappella. Beautiful singing. Beautiful. Before the services started and everything, the preacher's out on the sidewalk. Two in the back of the sideways. Oh, Lord, that sounds right. But I heard enough about Jesus and the cross and about heaven and a hell to shun.
Yes.
That seed, that holy royal seed got in my heart. The gospel got down in my heart. Hallelujah, the Lord. I tell you, the Bible's true and it's real. It's got power in it.
Amen.
We're glowing. I was raised like that in a United Baptist church. I tell you what, somebody invited me to go to a Free Will Baptist church. And the boy that invited me said, me and my sister, my mommy and my daddy, we sing in a quartet. And said, we're going to be singing this coming Sunday night at Walnut Gap Free Will Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord. You all probably know where it's at, way out on the hillside. Thank you, Lord. Built in 1916. I went there, took my dad there before he passed away. Mary took my dad, nice picture, standing right at the front of that old wooden church. That's where I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. I had my arm around Daddy. Mary snapped the picture. I'll tell you what, if the Lord ever touches you, you will never forget it. You will never forget the moment and the hour that Jesus spoke peace to your soul and rolled the burden of sin away. I feel him in the house today. He's real. Oh, Lord. That boy, I used to go and listen to him play rock music in a rock band. He got saved a few months before I did. Stopped late one night around midnight, got off work, working 3-11 shift. Big knock come on the door. Opened up the door. I was at my buddy's house. And lo and behold, there was Jerry. He had his Bible with him and he came in and he sat down and he talked to me and the boy that I ran with that had the Chevelle. 396 Chevelle, 67 year old. I tell you what, the racing engine in and everything. Jerry came in there and talked to us for a long time about Jesus and told us, says, I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life. Jesus saved my soul the other night and he came into my heart and I'm ready for heaven. He got ready to leave and I remember he got over to the door. Brother Eddie popped his hand on the side of the door facing. He said, we're going to be singing this coming Sunday night. He said, would you all come and hear us? And immediately I said, yes, Jerry, where's the church at?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that's the best trip that I ever took. The boy that was there, and I was in his house, in his living room. He died of an overdose. And the devil took him out and took him to a devil's hell. Today, if you hear his voice hardened by your heart, I'm glad that I was receptive and I wanted to know more about the Lord. Raise your hand. How many wants to know him more and more and sweeter? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jim. Yes.
I said, where's the church at? He told me. I said to mom and dad, I said, I'm going to church Sunday night. They begged me to go, and I wouldn't go. They said, honey, yeah, we'll go with you. They knew my life was out of control. I never meant to go this route this morning. I want you to know Jesus is real. I walk with him. My mother said she never knew. Suicide spirit would come after me and tell me, said, nobody loves you, nobody cares about you, nobody wants you around. So just take your life and end it. He never tempted me with a gun, knife, bottle of pills. It was always when I had the rock music tape and slammed it in there in an 8-track tape player and crank it up, that it would rock the windows. And that devil would come and he said, take your life, stomp it to the floor. Stomp it to the floor. He'd show me a big rock and a curb. He'd show me a tree. He'd show me a bridge abutment. End it. Go ahead and end it. Take your life, take your life. I've had my hands to turn cold, clammy, and sweaty. Oh, God. I would grit my teeth to keep from slamming that accelerator to the floor and ending my life. My mother did not realize. I didn't mean to go this route, but I'm telling you, Jesus is real.
Amen.
I said the Lord is real.
Amen.
It's not his will that any die lost and any perish. It ain't his will that you be bound and in sin and be addicted to this old world. Mom said and told me after I got saved, she said, honey, I was a standing at the kitchen sink and I was a washing dishes. She said, I was looking out that glass window and across the field. There's a big field there between her, about 150 yards up the other end of that field. There's another house. She said, as I was washing my dishes, she said, all of a sudden I saw you in a vision. She said, I saw your hands on a steering wheel. And she said, all of a sudden I got a burden. I started bawling and crying. She said, I knew you was in trouble, son. I knew you was in trouble. I knew you was in trouble. She'll never know how close I came. She said, I cried. The tears rolled down my face. And she said, I lifted over my arms straight up to heaven. And she said, the dishwashing liquid rolled down my arms all the way down. She said, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with my son. I don't know where he's at, but he's in trouble. Lord Jesus, his daddy and I has done our best to teach him right from wrong, that there's a heaven to gain a hill to shun. Would you save my boy? Dear Lord, would you reach out and get a hold of my son? I was the only child. Would you save him? I'm going to tell you something today. There's power in prayer. Hey, I feel the Lord. I said there's power in prayer to save and deliver. Oh, Lord, I said all that to say this. He invited us to go to church, Mom and Dad, and we all dressed up. Thank you, Lord. You know, 1974, the hippie generation.
I had light blue pants on that night, bell bottoms. They flared out like this wide out here. Oh Lord. Had long hair, goatee, and I'd use mustache wax. I got a can of black mustache wax and made it just as black as I could. Big old long hairy sideburns and a goatee. And I'd get in that wax and I'd just give it a real good, I'd look like the devil himself. I thought I was cool. Oh Lord, I walked into that church. People greeted me. A sinner come in and sat beside next to his mom and dad. Oh Lord, we're glad to have him here tonight. I had patent leather shoes on, 3-inch heels. The top part right here was that thick, and 3-inch heels here. And I walked in over 6 foot tall. I ain't that tall now. I've shrunk through the years and I got shorter shoes on, but I got the gospel of Jesus Christ. Raise your little hand and praise him. Oh, what the Lord will do. He'll change you and he'll make you brand new. Well, glory to God. And hear this old hippie sad, an old drug user and abuser and a bar sewer sinner. Hey Lord. And that family got up to sing, Jesus is the lighthouse that overlooks life's sea. I'm telling you something from the glory world. It came down and it got a hold of me, a 20-year-old boy, and the tears began to stream down my face. I felt something I'd never felt before. I feel the Lord in the house. I tell him, Lord, I want to feel something I've never, ever, ever felt before. I want to know the richness of it. I want to see the beauty of it. And I want to know the reality of it. I want the joy of it, Lord. Hallelujah. I give him a wave offering in the house. Let me know, Lord, for myself and not another. And let me know God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you. Come on.
I think I first sung that song. I looked at the altar and it just seemed like I saw Jesus standing there just clear as a bell. He had his nail prints, hands outstretched to him. He said, come on, come to me tonight and I'll give you the peace and joy you're looking for. I'll tell you what, I made my way to that altar and I fell on my knees. And I can't explain it, how Jesus would take royal crimson red blood and wash a dirty, hard, cold, black heart and make it as white as snow. Nobody can do you like that but Jesus. Nobody ever loved me like he loved me. Nobody's ever touched me like he's touched me. Lord have mercy, he's real. He's real. I went down and I said, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And it felt like a ton of brick lifted off of my shoulders and my chest. And when I got up, I went down in misery and I went down in darkness. Buddy, I come up in joy and I come up in light.
Wow. Man, this is real.
Yes.
This is real.
Yes.
I hugged Dad. I told him the other night, I hugged Mom. I hugged Dad. I got them both in arms. Everybody in that church turned around. I hugged everybody. Woo! The next day rolled around, Monday, April the 29th, 1974. Dad come from home. I always come in, set his old metal lunchbox down. We'd eat supper. So we all went out, April the 29th. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening. We all sitting on the glider. I didn't know what to do with myself. I sat there, brand new. I went and got me a nice haircut. Off came that old beard.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, the Lord's done a lot of cleaning up on me. Them old high platform shoes went. I didn't want the bell bottoms no more. Go get me something decent. Go get me some nice dress pants and dress shirt. I want to look like I feel on the inside. Give him a praise. Hallelujah, church. He's real. He's sweet. He's clean. He's righteous and he's holy. Well, praise the Lord. Dad on one side of it. I remember Dad was here. Mom was here. And I was in the middle of that glider on the front porch. We just go on this like this. I said, I'll be back here in a minute. I got up, went this route over here, went inside the living room door, went up here on the coffee table. Mom had a big old white family Bible. I'm serious. It's about this long, about that wide. It's about that thick. Big white one. I picked that thing up, come out. I said, oh boy. I slid right back in between them. I opened it up to Genesis 1:1. And I began to read to Mom and Dad. I said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I stopped right there and I said, Mom and Dad, I said, look how green that grass is out in front, Mom.
Yes.
They just going along with me and said, yeah, honey, it's green. Lord, I love you today. Have you made him personal to you? Is he really, really personal to you? And I remember pointing across the road, across that ditch line, you know where I live. I said, well, back then we lived in the other house. Dad had this new one built Mary and I was living in. But I looked over across. I said, look at those leaves. I said, coming out on the trees. I said, that's the greenest leaves I've ever seen. You see, it makes all the difference in the world when this and here's changed.
Right.
When it's different.
Right.
My goodness, I was born from above. To be born again means to be born from above.
Yes.
A heavenly birth,
yes.
A spiritual birth. Amen. And I remember, Brother Jason, I said, look, I said, y'all look up there to the clouds. I said, that's the whitest puppy clouds I've ever seen in my life. I said, look how blue the sky is.
Yes. Whew. Lord have mercy.
I've never lost the thrill. Since I knew God was really, really, really real. One preacher preached one time, he said, every time I button a button on my shirt, I button it in the name of Jesus. I got a spiritual mind now.
Yeah.
When I put my shoes on, I put them on in the name of the Lord. Just give him a praise, church.
Hallelujah. God, I pray.
This is elementary. I know it is.
It's sweet. My soul. And there's something about it that I want everybody to know it too.
Yes.
Everybody to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Is he personal to you?
Yes.
Have you made him personal to you?
Yes.
Personal.
How close is he to you and in you? Listen close. God knows all about us. He knows us inside and out.
God now.
Stay with me. But do we really know him? The psalmist David said in Psalms 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and knowed me. You know when I sit down. You know when I rise up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You compass my path and my lying down, and you're acquainted with all of my ways.
Yes.
He goes on, before I ever came along and was born, Lord, you saw me.
Oh, yes.
You possessed me, my reins, and covered me in my mother's womb. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the womb in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, not fully formed, you fashioned me. And you made me, and you gave me life. How precious, O Lord, are thy thoughts unto me.
Amen.
God, you gave me life. You created me for your glory. I'm right here today in your house, and I'm in your presence for a purpose. I'm not here by any accident. Your spirit has brought me here today, and here I sit, Lord, in your presence, and you know me. Yeah. Raise your little hand. He knows where I'm at. He knows all about me. He cares about me. Well, praise the Lord. Yes.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord, I got page after page after page here. David goes on to say in this psalm, there's not a word in my tongue, O Lord, but thou knowest it altogether.
Yes.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Where could I flee from thy presence? If I would take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, you'd be right there to lead me.
Right there.
Surely the darkness could not hide me from your all-seeing eye, O Lord. I said all of that to say this. God knows all about you.
All about you.
Do you know him as your heavenly Father?
Come on, Lord.
Do you really know him as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, saints.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Lord, others have seen, and they have tasted, and they have felt you, Lord. They witnessed your power. Unless we have, here we go, a deep down desire in our hearts to know him and feel him more, we'll live out the rest of our life unfulfilled.
Right.
I'm here to declare, if you haven't sold out completely to God and given him your all of you, you'll never fully, completely be happy inside. There'll always be something missing and lacking in your heart and life. You can have God's spirit, and you can have him and know him and feel him. There's joy and freedom, victory and power, peace and love in the Lord and in his spirit. Do you really know him? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
First time I was ever in a Pentecost church. I never will forget that. That's my testimony. I got saved in a Free Will Baptist church where they had music. They played the music. They'd raise their hands, make a shout. I wasn't used to that. I really wasn't. I was raised in a United Baptist church, you know, and everything was real quiet. I ain't quiet. I can't be quiet with this.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And I tell you, that night I got saved in Free Will Baptist, I kept going back. And I'd go to this man, and that family would sing. They'd sing. All kind of churches had them in there singing and stuff, and I'd follow them wherever they went. And Jerry said to me one time, said, will you go to us? Said, we're going to be singing this coming Sunday night. And said, at Brownstown Church of God, Pentecost Church. I said, tell me where it's at, and I'll go. And lo and behold, I went. And I'm telling you, it was back in this side of the house. I was back here like this. That family got up to sing. I cannot explain this. It was like you would heat up warm honey and start pouring in the top of my head, and it went down and it flowed all over me.
Come on, brother Tom.
And the tears, honest, I couldn't shut it off. I wasn't sad. Far from that, I was so happy and so elated, so free, so thirsty, so hungry for that. I wanted it, and it flowed all over me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I started crying. I raised my hands. I was waving them to the Lord. Somebody looked at me and said, you want to go pray? They thought, they didn't know what was wrong with me. I said, yeah. So I said, I'll go pray, do anything. I said, this feels good. I went up there to the altar, prayed again, and I'm telling you, my cup ran over. The presence of the joy of the Lord just flowed over me, and it filled me, and it tasted, and it felt so good. I'm telling you, there
there is more. Raise your little hand. There is more in the Lord. More of His Spirit and more of His power from heaven above. I got so hungry for the Lord. I said, Jesus, I want you to feel me and thrill me. I would watch them old sisters shout, hallelujah. They had real long hair. They would shout it down. I would watch them. The tambourines are going. They would shake their heads and the bobby pins fly everywhere and the tambourines were going. I'm telling you, I kept going back. I said, whatever they got, I feel it and it's real. Oh Lord, I want it. Oh, the joy of it all. I'm telling you, this Pentecostal experience is good and it's sweet and there's power in it. Hey Lord, it will flow like a river. I said it'll flow. Hallelujah. It'll spring up inside of you like a well. And you can drink from the living water. I give Him a praise in the house. Hallelujah.
Man,
I kept coming back. I'll tell you how sincere I was and how hungry and thirsty I was. Mom made me a homemade quilt. Man, Dad helped her. And she used that patchwork, man, and I'm telling you, that big old quilt. Of course, it covered a regular size standard bed and everything, but it was big, but she'd stretch that thing out on the floor. And she'd sew all them pieces together, man, they was all kind of colors. Me and Daddy and I are helping her, and she'd run the needle up, you know, and just in each square, maybe a couple stitches in there and leave them up there, and me and Dad tie them all. We just tie them strings. Went through that whole quilt. Mom said, honey, I'm going to give this quilt to you. Oh, Lord. I said, okay, Mommy. Well, I gave my heart to Jesus, and I got saved. I was so hungry to know Him personally. To know Him like the apostles knew Him. To know Him like the disciples knew Him. To walk with Him and have the experience of His Spirit in my life. I would take my Bible, lay it in the middle of the quilt, and lay a flashlight right there in the middle, and I'd roll it up, put it under my arm. And I'd go up that driveway, Kevin. I'd cross the road, cross over that ditch line, climb up that bank, barbed wire fence there, and I'd reach that quilt real gently. I don't want to get it snagged and rip it, and I'd put it through there and lay it on the other side. I'd raise that thing up, put my leg through that, and raise that barbed wire, and I'd go through there. You know, the Lord saw me doing all that. He did. He saw me. That boy really wants to know me.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's 20 years of age. Look at him. He really wants. He wants to get closer to me. He wants more of me to really know me.
Yes.
I climbed the top, almost top of that hill. I was one ledge below the very top of the hill. He's a set of pine trees. I got under there and it's dark. I spread that quilt out, got right in the middle of it with my knees and got my flashlight and I'd read my Bible. I'm going to have to shut this thing down. And I would read and I'd say, Lord, I'm hungry and I want to know You more.
More and more.
More and more, sweet Jesus. I want more of You. I want more of Your Spirit. Lead me, Lord. Would You guide me? Would You lead me deeper? Take me deeper. Take me farther. Draw me closer. Take me higher, sweet Lord, than I've ever, ever been. You know how that I have conquered the world, the flesh, and the old devil? It's because I got a hunger and a desire, and I take His word, and I embrace it, and I pray, and I worship Him. He's put something in me, a power that I did not ever have.
Yes. Amen.
He gave me something to overcome.
Right.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, God, I praise You. I praise You. How many would be honest right now? If you're honest with the Lord and you ask Him to show you the reality, He will manifest Himself to you.
Yes, He will.
Give Him, just give Him a wave offering in the house. I acknowledge You, Jesus. Yes, I do. I know it's real. I can't explain it, dear Lord, but I know what I feel, and I know that it's real. What is it? What is it could make you laugh and cry all at the same time? I've done it over and over and over. What's wrong with him? He's laughing now. Look over there and just wiping the tears. It's that indwelling spirit, that sweet Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God's real. He's quickening. He's powerful.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you for this day.
We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for this day and the reality, Lord, for what we feel, what you have showed us, how you have led us, and how you have dealt with us to draw us, Lord. Knowledge comes from you, and wisdom comes from you, Lord. It comes by the Spirit of God. Would you speak to us, Lord? Let us see. Let us know our need and put a desire down deep in our heart to know you better. As Apostle Paul prayed, oh, that I may know him. A man that wrote 13 books of our New Testament cried out, said, I have not yet attained and I've not reached where I want to reach in the Lord. But yet, oh, that I may know him. Mm-hmm. Praise him, church, one more time. I love you, Jesus. I know you're real. I know you're real. There's something, Lord, touching my heart. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I wouldn't be here if you ain't dealing, and if you ain't drawing, if you ain't doing something in my life. Yes, I'm here, Lord. It's because of you. You are drawing me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.